Hi, I'm State Representative Cindy Duco, and I represent the 99th Assembly District. Voters on Tuesday overwhelmingly approved three statewide ballot proposals. Nearly 80% of Wisconsin voters confirmed that able-bodied childless adults should be required to look for work as a condition of receiving taxpayer-funded welfare benefits. Voters also approved two constitutional changes to our state's broken bail system. The first question broadened language in the state constitution by authorizing judges to weigh serious harm instead of serious bodily harm when setting conditions on a defendant's release before trial. This is intended to give judges more leeway to keep the community safe from human trafficking and child predators. The second question allows judges to consider the totality of the circumstances when determining the amount of cash bail for those who are accused of committing a violent crime. Until now, Wisconsin was the only state that limits a judge to a single factor when setting bail, flight risk. This amendment allows judges to consider a defendant's previous violent convictions for a violent crime, community safety, witness safety, and the probability that the defendant will return to court. We also wanted judges to consider whether the defendant might have an affirmative defense, such as necessity or self-defense when setting cash bail. Of course, everyone in Wisconsin is still guaranteed the right to reasonable bail. Republicans in the legislature will continue to fight for parents, public safety, and common sense ideas that work for all Wisconsinites.